Back here in Northampton. We've been here quite a few different times. This is our first time in the Calvin Theater here, and it's a great pleasure. And as some of you know, we're the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we're going to play some old-time fiddle and banjo stuff, play some jazz and blues, and, you know, just play some music, and hopefully we'll have a good time this evening. So, appreciate it. But we're going to start with one called Kerr's Negro Jig. A little while back, we started playing a song called Snowden's Jig, and that was on our last album, Genuine Negro Jig. And then I got a package in the mail, just kind of at random, from this guy named Clark Buehling out of Arkansas. He's a minstrel banjo scholar, and he passed us this songbook, and so this is one of the songs out of there, and we call it Kerr's Negro Jig, so it goes like so.
But there's one stipulation, as always. You got to make sure you do it with us and not against us. Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure. I didn't want to be some big free-form, you know. This isn't like an Ornette Coleman concert or nothing. But Nevertheless, folks, we're going to do this chorus, so don't get trouble in your mind. And so we'll go like here.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
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 That sounded really good, folks. So we're gonna hit this one here. It's a breakdown, so remember that it's gonna be a breakdown speed. So just make sure that you start singing in breakdown speed as well. We're gonna hit this one. Don't get trouble in your mind. Covington, and I read about it. The reason he was called that was because he would go around out on the street and he'd pretend he was blind, and he'd collect money and busk on the street, and so they called him Bogus Ben.
Did he get busted?
Yeah, obviously.
I guess we don't call him Blind Boy Covington, I guess.
Someone saw him reading a newspaper one day, you know. Nevertheless, with that wonderful legacy, that's really all they know about him. And he recorded several different tunes, but this is one of my favorite ones here, Boodly Bum Bum. So Boodle Day Bum Bum.
You guys ready?
And you guys are ready out there, right?
Yeah!
All right. Well, here we go.
Time to sell my coal today.
I first heard a recording of Ethel Waters doing this from 1929. And well, it may be from 1929, but it's a very current topic. This is a song about divorce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It always gets real, you know, still. You know, it's a fact of life, it happens. And well, I guess this is how she deals with it. It's been a lot in the news lately. All right. I won't keep talking about it. We're gonna start the song.
That's what happens when you don't kiss the rose on the brain.
What?
It was a topical joke.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, here's a song for you.
Truly understand that you love another man. comes from Tennessee and Virginia simultaneously. Recorded by a man named Short Buck O'Rourke in the year 1929, during the famous Bristol Sessions, birthplace of country music. You hear a person named Jimmy Rogers, yeah. Ernest Stoneman, Carter Family. These people all came from Little Furniture Store down there. This is one of the last things recorded during those sessions. Those were something like this. 1, 2, 1, 2.
And it was based around going down to Joe's house every Thursday night, and we learned all the tunes in his family's repertoire, and then we started playing them out, and so that's what's led us to this moment right here now as we're playing on stage. No problem, man. It's been just as much of a pleasure to go on the journey too, you know. There's been a lot of twists and turns, and it's just been an amazing and constantly humbling journey. You know, it's one of those things where you like music and you want to go with it, and then all of a sudden it takes you a little bit farther and a little bit farther and a little bit farther, and then you find that no matter how deep you delve into the music, you find you've only scratched the surface, and that's a beautiful thing about any type of music, but this old time stuff here has always been really great in my heart, as well as everybody here on stage. And so we're going to do this one, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. So
jump on it if you know it. And if you don't know it, you'll know it by the end.
Thank you. This next piece has an instrument we haven't played yet tonight. This is called a minstrel style banjo. As you can see, it's a little bit different than the banjo Hubby's playing, the more of a modern style banjo that we're used to. It's got a skin head, and it would have been gut strings back in the day, but these are synthetic gut. And it's fretless, it doesn't have any frets. So it's got much deeper. So a totally different sound. This is from the style, this is made by Jim Harnell, and it's made after Joel Sweeney's banjo from the middle part of the 1500s. This is a really old banjo. from the 1800s. This is at the very beginning of the white community's interest in the banjo, because before that time, it was only a black instrument. Only African Americans played this instrument. And then it became an American instrument, so everybody started playing it. And it became very popular, and there was a lot of minstrel music going on. There's, blackface, there's a lot of bad stuff that's in the history of minstrel music. There's also a lot of really great stuff. And the great stuff tends to get rolled up in the bad stuff and thrown away. And it's like, we have to know about all of it, but our job here is to give you the good stuff so you know what's there, because there's some amazing pieces of music from this era, and it also tells us a lot about the history of our own country.
Well, I'll say that this is some of America's first legitimate music that the world really took, responded well to, because before then we were kind of the redheaded stepchild of some of the European countries, and minstrel music was one of the first international phenomenons to go back over to Europe and really represent us as Americans. So that was
for good or for better or worse,
of course. Nothing in America is just straight good or bad. It just is,
But the banjo became an international phenomenon and went all around the world. This is like the 1800s, right? This is before, jazz and rock and roll taking over the world. This is the first export. And so this is from a couple of tunes from a banjo tutor from 1855. Because everybody wanted to know how to play this thing. So people published these tutors, all these tunes, and it's Briggs Corn Chunking Jig and Countdown Hornpipe.
Constantly amazing about the old style of banjo is how we usually think of the banjo as a high-pitched tinging instrument. Ding, 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 ding. A lot of that old stuff, it's really interesting to hear it emphasize the bass half of the banjo. So, you'll hear it in this too. Thank you.
we're gonna go. We're gonna do a sad song for you right now.
Aww.
I know. Ted, do it. You have to do it at least once or twice. I think so. This is a song about a little town in North Carolina called Eden, and it's Rockingham County. And as is happening all over the country, really, but particularly. In this town and in other towns across North Carolina, a lot of manufacturing jobs that sort of were the lifeblood of the town have left, you know, they're leaving steadily, and they've, you know, mostly gone overseas. And so the people in the town who depended on those jobs, it's, you know, they either have to leave or find something else, and it just, you know, it can really gut a town. And this is by a North Carolina songwriter named Lorelyn Dawson, who was just struck by a town called Eden that was charted with such promise, and then, you know, all this stuff has been happening to it, so.
Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lull you through the night. Across the dead by morning, here's a blanket for to share. They're building down in Georgia, Daddy.
Thank you very much. That happens to be the title cut of our new album that's coming out February 28th. So check it out if you want to know when that's happening with that. So we're going to do now, this is a tune that Holly brought to the band.
Right back at you. This song is called Last Chance. Great banjo player, Hobart Smith. I learned this in New York City, small town where I come from. And the song has no words, but I learned it with words, so we'll try them out tonight. And it's, come on boys, let's go dancing. Come on girls, let's go dancing. One and all, let's go dancing before the deal goes down. So, if you like shaking your shimmy, now is the time.
Trains and hobos and folks don't want them to ride, but they're gonna do it anyway. I'll play a little bit of this one here. Charlie Poole is actually from right around from, well, on Leave in Eden, you know, Regan was talking about Eden. Charlie Poole is also from over there in a place called Spray, right around the way from there. And we're gonna do one of these. He was a mill worker as well. Music was his way to get out. Very tragic story, too. Really sad story. There's a great documentary called Give Me the Banjo that came out on PBS last fall. It tells a lot about Charlie Poole. But nevertheless, we're going to do one of his great numbers here, Milwaukee Blues.
You guys ready?
All right.
Oh, you're all ready, too. Hold on, wait. No, just kidding.
Take three.
Thank you.
This next one is it's another blues. This is called West End Blues, and it's from Etta Baker, who is a Piedmont style guitarist from Morganton, North Carolina. And yeah, I'm a fan of Etta out there. And she wrote this tune, but there's a record of her called Etta Baker Banjo. She's a guitar player, but she picked up the banjo in her later years to play with her. She remembered her daddy playing, so her daddy played banjo. And in this interview that's on the CD before, she talks about her daddy dancing, how he was a handsome man, he was precious. And when he danced, they called it sifting sand. And it's just this like beautiful little interview of her and her Morganton, you know, accent, which is, you know, it's about 2 hours to the west of mine, so it's pretty related, it's very close. You don't hear mine unless I'm with my family or on stage imitating Etta Baker. But this is so I was inspired to write words to this tune from that interview. So we'll do this one for you called West End Blues.
Bonita, and it's about a valley in Haiti.
Haiti is an agrarian society, and it's been over-farmed for many years, and so it's having a big deforestation problem. So the song says, when I go to the valley, they tell me that the sun is ill, it's lying still. And when I go to see the sun is sleeping. When I went back to see the sun had died, and how sad it is to have to bury the sun. Well, you guys can take it.
Oh,
Thanks for that, because I was like, what's going on? Passing issues, I'm not sure.
This next one we're going to do for you folks is a breakdown here called Poe Black Sheep.
Oh, yeah.
That was from a great recording done by a fellow by the name of John Work III. Some guys, Nathan Frazier and Frank Patterson. And we're going to do our best to get our own way of reconditioning around. So, Poe Black Sheep. Ah, Lamb of Poe Black Sheep ain't got no man.
Thank you.
One of the hardest things about playing one of those tunes is trying to find where the ending is, because where these tunes are.
You just trance out.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. So we're going to do another, we're going to keep it up tempo now. This is a couple of fiddle tunes. It was funny, not funny, but it was cool when we were just in Burlington, Vermont. And a lot of the stores we had, Bienvenue Québécois or something like that? Like, welcome people from Quebec, that was pretty cool. So it must be close. I'm not good with geography, but they must be close to it. I don't know, I'm a big fan of Canadian fiddle music, and this is not a Quebecois tune, actually, but it is a Canadian tune. It's called Was You Ever in Quebec? That was the connection there, see? And I got it from a really great band called Flatjack. They're no longer together, unfortunately, but they're all great musicians. And the second tune is called Candy Gal, so it's a pretty nice sentence. You know, Was You Ever in Quebec, Candy Gal? So that works out. That wasn't, I'm okay. Never make that joke again. Got it. Still. Well, thank you. Oh, Mark, I fall off.
It's worth it.
But we have time for a couple more for you tonight, and this next one is, well, it's a revenge song. Some bloodthirsty people out there. This is about a woman getting back at her cheating man. Now, this first came out in 2001, and it's a revenge song, and it's got a lot of attitude. This is, 2001 was before the Real Housewives series, and I was watching the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and all of a sudden I was in this song, like, watching it going, I can see them, folks in that show, I can see them singing this song. There's some major personalities on that show. Anyway, I don't watch TV, so I was just like, what? It's very interesting. Anyway, all of that to lead into this song called Hit 'Em Up Stuff.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you all for joining us in the aisles here too.
Well, if you want some more, you know what to do. This is... All right, we gotta wait till we finish. All right,
before we get into this tune, folks, we want to thank the Calvin Theater for having us. Because there's a lot of folks that are doing a lot of work around here, and it takes a lot to, you know, this place gets a lot of pixel.
It don't run by itself.
Yes, that's right. And so, you know, let's give a hand to all the people with the lights, sound. While we're here, let's also give a hand for Joy Kill Sorrow, who opened it up this evening. We're gonna end it like we began it with a sing-along. So Soured Mountain goes like this here. So repeat after me on this here. It's gonna be a call and response. These are your responses here. Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
This time you'll see. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho,
fiddle-i-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
So it's gonna go something just like this. Roosters crowing on Soured Mountain.
Hi-ho,
fiddle-i-dee.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
And I'll see on a good verse, I'm gonna get the words right. Roosters crowing on Soured Mountain.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
If I am messing my... That was my thing this time, folks. On the third line, you just say hi-ho, no fiddle-i-dee. Those guys stayed at home on the third line. So many pretty guys, you can't count them.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-dee.
Perfect.
You got it. We'll do it 300-400 times. You have to make a promise. But we're gonna do this last one. It's called Soured Mountain with Carol Chalkoff. Thank you all so much for making us a
Thank you.
Look. All right. Well, thank you so much. We shall do you a kahoor. This is what we're going to do for you right now. I don't know if you've seen us before. So if you have, you might know that our lineup has changed a little bit. When we started out, it was me, Dom, and Justin Robinson, who is our other family member, the original fiddler, and he has since gone back to school. He wanted to go back to school and get off the road full time, so these are two tunes that he brought to the band. This is kind of our Justin set. It's called Old Cat Died and Brown's Dream.
Past couple of nights, she's picked up the wrong fiddle, and so we've just been like, wah, 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 wah.
Put it down, pick up the other one.
Alright, we're gonna kill that cat dead.
Thank you so much. And we're going to do this one last one for you.
song called Read 'em, John.
John wrote a letter, he laid it on the table. No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now one by one, and a two by two, and a three by three, and a four by four. No one.